قول إن شاء الله. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We thank and praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى who afforded us once again freely to perform salah in jama'ah, our maghrib salah, our maghrib prayer, mashallah, our first salah of the day. Many people think that fajr is the first salah, but for us as Muslims, we know that the day starts at maghrib time, alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to make Salatul Jama'ah, and this is something that we should appreciate, something that many are deprived of, subhanallah. And today we see how people are deprived actually of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the house of Allah Jalla Jalalu. But they don't know best. Allah knows best. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak through the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned to us that ju'ilat liyal ard kulluha masjidan wa tahura. Allah has made the entire dunya a place of worship, a masjid for us as Muslims, subhanallah. We have absolutely no excuse. And mashallah, although we have a structure here that is being designated, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Allah's houses, and this is where we need to flock to, mashallah, to perform our salah in jama'ah. May Allah allow us to be always of those who perform our salah with jama'ah, inshallah, ameen, ya rabbal alameen, within the houses of Allah, jalla jalalu. Today's hadith, Sidna Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported that, I said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, which people are tested most severely? You know, everybody goes through trials, everybody goes through tribulations, but the Sahaba, mashallah, we must appreciate them. The questions that they asked, it's amazing, mashallah. It gives us actually, you know, the bar that how we should live our life. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied by saying, they are the prophets. They are the prophets, those whom Allah has choose, handpicked to be of those who spread the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who should give the da'wah in order for humanity to see the light of Islam. And they were, wallahi, if we look at the trials and the test of the Anbiya, that whatever we are going through is nothing. It feels like absolutely nothing. Because this is how severe their test were. If you look at Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, let's look at Adam. He lived in Jannah. Can you imagine this? He lived in Jannah and Allah trialed him to throw him out of Jannah and he needed to live in this world. Imagine you tasted Jannah. What a test is that? You never had to think about work. You never had to think about firstly your wife. And then the wife came along, alhamdulillah, but you never had to think about many things. You know, everything was at your leisure, at your disposal. You could just think about it and it was there. Life in Jannah, we can't imagine. Allahu Akbar. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam tasted Jannah. And then Allah trialed him with the dunya. And mashallah, Allah speak about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but that inshallah we'll speak again about. Just speak about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. 950 years of da'wah. Allahu Akbar. And nobody listened to him. A handful of people. Can you imagine how despondent we would have felt? If we give da'wah to one person and the person they want to listen, we want to be upset. Because can't you see the truth? Allah say in the Quran. We forget that Allah is the one that guides, not us. But Allah trialed Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam for 950 years of da'wah that only a handful of people embraced Islam. Subhanallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us for understanding, inshaAllah ta'ala. And there are many other anbiya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, we don't want to speak about his trials and his tests, because when you speak about his trials and tests, we cry. Because truly what he has been through for us to be, to say la ilaha illallah today, we must really be grateful for a Nabi that Allah has sent our way, such as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. Then after that, the best after them, and then after that, the best after them, which is Tabi'een, and then the Tabu'u Tabi'een, and then those who come after, and then those who come after, mashaAllah. Right? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on by saying, a man is put to trial according to his religion. You know? So we know that we are Muslim and we will be put to trial according to our religion, our deen that we have in our hearts, that we've accepted. But we also know that the opposite flip side of this coin is there's other religions as well, like Zionism. Okay, that's not a religion, that's an ideology. But they will be trialed according to their understanding and their beliefs. And they think that they're invincible. And Allah will test them with that. Okay, I'll give you rope. Carry on with what you are doing and carry on with what you are doing. And at the end of the day, inevitably, they will be like Fir'aun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace. And may Allah disgrace them. Ameen, ameen. Because they are not doing good. They are not doing what Allah has created them for. Allah created us, لِتَعَارَفُوا, to know, get to know each other. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows a person's taqwa and consciousness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. If people are doing what they are doing, such as them, is there Allah in their heart? Do they believe in an Allah? Or do they believe in the ideology that is supreme over everything else? May Allah protect us from such beliefs. Ameen. So we are tested according to our religion. Right? If he is firm in his religion, his trials will be more severe. How is our religion? How are we being trialed? We're being trialed maybe 1 month, we don't have money. Maybe another month, mashallah, things are going good. And then another month, oh, my car's stuck. These are our trials. Subhanallah, look at the trials of our brothers and our sisters. Giving up their babies in the cause of Allah. Losing their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their sisters. Can you imagine a family of 60 people in one blow, all destroyed. A family of 60. Imagine your whole family. You know, in one place there, mashallah, Allah allow them now to become shuhada. How would you feel about it? How do they feel about it? They say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah allowed our family to be shuhada. What iman is that? They are being trialed according to the iman. If it happened to us, we'll be torn. We'll be broken. We don't know if we're still going to believe in Allah. When Allah protect us from that. But that is how severe their trials are. Our tests are nothing, Jamaatul Muslimin. Allah allow us understanding. And then Rasulullah goes on by saying, if he is weak in his religion, he is put to trial according to his strength in his religion. So look at us. We must actually question, yeah, Rob, look at our trials. So weak. Small trials. Is our faith so little in Allah? I looked at this hadith and I thought a lot. I said, subhanAllah, every day we go out and work and we toil. And you know, it's only for this dunya. I want to set up my children. They must have a nice life tomorrow. That's our maqsad. Wallahi, if you think about it, what is our maqsad? A child must have secular education and they must be brilliant in their secular education. If they are not brilliant in their secular education, it's a problem. But the deen, it's okay. My child is actually 17 years old and still can't read Quran. Imagine that. This is our state of our iman, Jamaatul Muslimin. And we think it's fine. When I read this hadith, I thought a lot because I'm teaching children and I can see, you know, the weakness of our iman today. Allahu Akbar. How can I allow my child of 17 not to even recite Quran yet? My child of 17 can't make 5 times a day salah yet. I still need to give him da'wah. You must make salah. You must make salah. You must stand up for fajr. 17 years old. A child of 6 years old tell his mother, even if Jibreel come, I will tell Jibreel, did Allah send you? We don't need Jibreel today. We need Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. A child of 6 years old. What iman is that? 6 year old child? We have 17 years old that children that still sleep for fajr. They don't make du'ar. They don't. Inshallah, hopefully tonight they will make that salah. La ilaha illallah. Jamaatul Muslimin, we must think about our faith and our iman. And how much do we actually think about our children? Because this is the future leaders of tomorrow. This is how we nurture our leaders for tomorrow. They're going to be lackadaisy and lazy for salah. They're going to be lazy to recite the Quran. They're not going to want to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Tell your children today to wear amama. Come, we're going to the mall, guys. Dress yourself properly, appropriately. Put your amama, put your thawb. I'm going to say, we're going to go to the mall. I'm going to put my jeans and my, you know. It must be that. I will leave that alone. We want to look the nicest. We don't want to wear amama. We don't want to wear fez. We are so shy of our religion today. Wa na'udhu billah. Allah protect us. But I'm just giving us an idea of where the ummah is at. But every day we're being reminded of the sunnah. Every day we're being reminded of Allah. And mashallah, we make salah also. But really, how much iman do we have in Allah? How much faith do we really have in Allah? That we need to think about. We are nurturing kids. We are rearing children. We are rearing the leaders of tomorrow. And we allow them just to be swallowed up in this worldly life, in this dunya. May Allah protect us and may Allah guide us to rear true leaders of tomorrow that will stand up for the right. Wallahi, we need Sayyidina Hussein's and Sayyidina Abu Bakr's and Sayyidina Umar's and Sayyidina Uthman and Ali's. That is what we need for tomorrow. And then Rasulullah ended up by saying, the servant will continue to be put to trial, and this is hope for us. This is so beautiful. Rasulullah first gave us a warning, a severe warning about our faith. Then he says, the servant will continue to be put to trial until he is left walking upon the earth without any sin. Allahu Akbar. Your Lord and my Lord. Allah. Allah says, no matter how small that trial you're going through, but that trial is not for nothing. I forgive you when you go through that trials. And there's going to come a time when you, my servants, are walking on the earth. Because of the trials that I place upon you, you will be sinless. Allah, allow us to be sinless. Who of us are brave enough to stand the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah and answer to Allah? Think about it, Jamaat Muslim. Imagine Allah asks you, why did you do this? La hawla. How are we going to answer Allah? We were disobedient. We broke the law of Allah. How are we going to answer the Almighty Jalla Jalalu standing in front of us and asking us, why did you do this? You know, when my father used to, my mother used to ask me, it was finished. I felt like the dunya must just open up and swallow me. Because I don't have answers. That's how, you know, the respect and honor and dignity, and that also was fear. And it was rightly so. It had to be like that. Do our children feel like that today? When we speak, ah, didi man, what are you talking? You don't even make salah. La'udhu billahi min shaytan. Ya Rabb. Allah protect us. We need to, inshallah ta'ala, change our lives. We need to realize that the only one that we can hold on to, that is going to be our true guide and our true leader and our true, it is Allah. Hold on to the rope of Allah and hold on to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. And that will be our salvation and our success. Nothing else. Allah's not going to ask you, how much did you get in maths, my boy? Now I gave you a brain. How much did you get in maths? Allah don't want to know that. It's important to know that. But that is not the ultimate goal in life. The ultimate goal in life is to be obedient to Allah and to follow the sunnah of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because He will take us into Jannah, inshallah. He will take us into paradise, inshallah. May Allah allow us understanding, and may Allah allow us that we, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will only give those whom Allah think good of the understanding of deen. May we be of those whom Allah grant the understanding of the deen, inshallah ta'ala. Barakum Allah feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.